This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 1127. Having issues? Let's clear it up today. Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 50 million times. We believe in connection, not perfection, with your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Boston and New York City, USA. And to get your transcripts delivered by email every week, go to allearsenglish.com/subscribe.
How can you use the word issue instead of problem in everyday conversation? Find out how to deepen your vocabulary range today.
This podcast is sponsored by Indeed. As a business owner myself, I've learned that the most important key to success is having a great team. But it can be time-consuming, reading through tons of resumes. Need to hire a great candidate at your company? Why not eliminate the busy work? Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so that you can connect with candidates faster. Just in the minute that I've been talking to you, 23 hires were made on Indeed, according to Indeed data worldwide. So join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/AEE. Just go to Indeed.com/AEE right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/AEE. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hey, Lindsay, how's it going?
Hey, Michelle, doing great. Just still recovering here from a crazy February. It was so busy and I'm headed to New York this weekend for a baby shower. So it's like the travel doesn't stop, you know, it just keeps going.
Oh my gosh. That's exciting, but very tiring, right?
Yeah. I think yesterday I was just running on adrenaline because I took a red eye back from California and didn't sleep at all the next day.
Oh my gosh.
What's a red eye, Michelle?
A red eye is when you take a flight like very, very late at night and it's basically you're doing like your night of sleep on the plane.
On the plane. And that never works. I do them all the time, but it never works for me. Like I literally don't sleep.
On the plane at all?
I just watch movies. Yeah. Oh. I don't sleep on planes. Like, I can't. I just hate it. You know?
That's yeah. Too bad. Yeah. Sometimes I can. Sometimes I can't. But I don't know. Yeah.
So crazy. But yeah, so it's been a good month. A lot of travel, you know, good times. When I was in Cambodia, we tried this thing, this special kind of pepper. Do you like pepper?
Pepper? Yeah.
They have they call it kompo pepper. It's from the south of Cambodia. It was so good having that with squid, like a really nice blend of sweet and peppery kind of spice on a plate of squid. So good. So good.
Was it really spicy or?
Not really. It's not like Thai food, right? So Cambodian food for me was a lot less spicy than Thai food, but sweet, almost sweeter than Thai food. It was interesting.
That sounds pretty good.
It was pretty good.
Awesome. Oh, good. Yeah. Good. So I have a random question for today.
All right. Okay. Throw it at me.
Do you like or do you frequently talk about your problems? Do you like talking about them or do you just talk about them all the time but you don't realize it?
I suppose I don't know that I have that many problems actually.
That's good. Well, there you go. We're done with the episode. No, I'm just joking.
Problems are relative, right?
It just depends.
I try not to bring them up too much because I don't want to bring people down, but like I guess I might weave them into conversation here and there. Yeah. But I don't want to be a downer. Like, I don't want to be that person that walks into the room and everyone can feel the energy just sinks. You know,
you don't want to be that person for sure.
But are
you honest with people when you have like, let's say you have a problem with someone or something they've done to you or what they're doing? Like, are you honest with people about it? Because that can be tough.
Oh, so you mean like a conflict between me and someone else?
Yeah. I mean, definitely or general problems or any conflict.
Oh, yeah. I try to. I'm trying to get better about being more direct.
Yeah.
Directness is something in our culture that I think is generally praised. Like, it's a good thing. It's you get more done in life if you can be direct. You know, you can avoid a big mess of miscommunications and drama if you can just say to someone, hey, I'm struggling with this, or this happened between us. Can we talk about it? You know, go straight at it. It's better, yeah. I think
it's good, but I think people have a really hard time doing that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no doubt.
Yeah, yeah. So this episode today is about a listener question with a word that revolves around having problems. Lindsay, it's a really good question. Could you read it for us?
All right. So this is a question from, I think, Jörg from Switzerland. So he says, hi, Lindsay. I always have some problems with the word issue. I'm not quite sure when I can use it. Do you ever, or could you ever make a podcast about this problem? Thanks a lot for your answer. Greetings from cold Switzerland.
Okay, great question. I thought it was so funny how the word problem keeps on being used.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, I love it.
And really, issue is about problems, right?
This is going to be one of those top 20 episodes, like most native and natural episodes,
yeah.
Because this is one of those words that we use all the time in so many different ways. So this will be fun today.
Right, right. I mean, actually, what the funny thing is, like, with the meaning, he could have just said, I have an issue with the word issue.
Yeah, he could have.
I don't know. That made me laugh.
That would have been funny.
That would have been funny. So, guys, this word can be used in more ways than one. But today we're just going to focus on it to talk about problems, right? So we could do a follow-up episode in the future. But basically, you know, issue has a couple of different meanings, like a magazine issue, right? Things like that.
Right. Yeah. So, okay. Yeah, for sure. So that's a different meaning though, right?
Exactly. Completely different. Okay. So I don't want to go too much into other meanings of it, but I wanted to give you a little taste. But basically, you know, there are tons of ways to talk about your problems using the word issue, right?
Yeah, yeah, for sure. I used to use it this way in this first way. Well, should we dive into the first way it's used, Michelle?
Sure. Yeah, let's do it, and then you tell us how you use it. So, what's the first one? One way you could use it.
So people say, you know, I've got issues, or he's got issues, or I've got issues, meaning I've got problems. It's kind of a funny way to say this.
Yeah.
I'm not exactly sure why it's funny. It's just funny.
Yeah. Oh, I've got issues.
Yeah, 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 yeah. So we use this to talk about general problems that we might have, or even to make fun of ourselves, right? In a self-deprecating way, right? So, oh God, I've got serious issues, right? If you can't keep things straight or you get confused a lot, that sort of thing.
Right, right, right. So, but if you say it about someone else, it could be insulting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right? For sure.
It is insulting. I mean, you could say like blank has issues with blank, like she has issues. You can say just general, like she has issues or I've got issues, like just like general, like, but if you want to be specific, you could say like, oh, she has issues with getting to work on time. So the boss fired with her,
right?
Fired her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So in that case, it's not that funny. It's just sometimes it's used in a lighthearted way.
It's not funny at all.
When your paychecks stop coming, it's not that funny.
Yeah.
but people do sometimes use it in a lighthearted way to make fun of themselves or just kind of poke fun. So I suppose it's a very broad thing to say. You can be used in a bunch of ways.
Right, 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 right. Yeah, like, oh, I've got issues with taking the train. It's too expensive and takes forever to arrive. Something like that. Like, that's like, you know, just like more realistic. But then if you say you could just make a mistake, right? You might like drop something or like drop all the contents of your purse. Not that that's ever happened to me. Just kidding. But and you can like joke around and say, ah, I've got issues, right?
Right, for sure. For sure. If you're clumsy like that and you're always dropping things, you have to say something like that about yourself. Otherwise, you have to make a joke about yourself, you know?
For sure. For sure. So, yeah. But issues, yeah, just to highlight again, it basically means problems, right, Lindsay?
Yeah, for sure. Like, for example, when I was coming back from Cambodia, we did a stopover in Shanghai and I went to buy a coffee and and the person put the amount up on the calculator, and for like literally for like half a second I forgot where I was in the world. I was like, am I in Japan? Am I in China? Where am I? And I was like, what currency is it? I was so confused. I just like forgot where I was.
Oh,
and I was
God.
Having it was the middle of the night and I was having serious issues that night.
Oh no. that can get confusing when you're traveling. You're like, oh gosh, like especially when you like are we're sleeping if you well I guess you don't sleep on planes, but like if you do, if you are sleeping on the plane and then you wake up and you're like, where am I? Like, what am I doing?
It's true. It's oh like, gosh.
Weird moment.
It's embarrassing when we lose our minds momentarily.
Yeah, right.
Guys, do you want to move abroad this year? If you have to take the IELTS exam, then the place to get started is at the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. Go over and search right now for IELTS Energy Podcast and hit subscribe. And we're over there 3 days a week giving you the best tips and tricks for your IELTS exam. See you there. Stop hesitating, stop forgetting words, and start speaking naturally. If these are your goals for 2024, then get ready for our B2 English Fluency course coming very soon. It will help you complete all of these goals in a clear study plan. The course will be available soon, but you can take action today by completing our fluency quiz. To get your fluency level, go to allearsenglish.com/fluency score. See you there.
So what's another way we could use this word issue, like as a problem? So, I mean, mm-hmm. how can you use it, Lindsay?
Well, it can get more serious than this, right? We could talk about a potential problem or a real problem, maybe at the workplace, right? Let's do a little role play to show our listeners what we mean here.
Okay. All right. Lindsay, I have to leave at 5 today. Is that okay?
I mean, I don't have an issue with it as long as that project is done by the weekend, by the time the weekend starts.
Okay, great. Thanks.
Okay. So, yeah. So, I don't have an issue. That could be a nice chunk for you guys to write down. Yeah.
Right. I don't have an issue with blah. Right. So, it can be used to say like, oh, I have an issue with something. I've got issues. But you can also say, oh, I don't have an issue, which basically means, oh, I really don't have any problem with that. Right.
Yeah. Yeah. I like it. And yeah, it's a bit serious, but it's fine. It's just, it's another way. Guys, you want to always be looking for new ways to say the same thing. Right. Put a little variety in your vocabulary. This is one way to do it.
Right. And then the third one, I got this one from the dictionary, is to talk about, the dictionary says, an important topic or problem for debate or discussion. So like an example of that would be like, there are three main things to talk about at the meeting today. The first one is the issue of the budget.
Yeah. Okay. So kind of topic. Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Right. So it's like, oh, it could be but I think even though it's like an important topic, I feel like in this context, just in this example I gave, that it's like more like sounds like a possible problematic topic.
Yeah, for sure. For sure.
Yeah. Like the issue. Yeah.
Yeah.
So
yeah, this is a broad word used very broadly in a lot of different ways.
Yeah, definitely. So yeah, there are many ways to use it. And even in addition to what we've talked about, and again, we could do a follow-up episode another time, but you know, we wanted to focus on this way today. Mm-hmm. But it's a really, really useful and dynamic word, I think.
Yeah, I mean, and you're right. There are a lot of other ways. Don't get confused between this, and it can be used as a verb too, right? I mean, we won't go into it today, but to issue a ticket, to issue a citation, to give someone a citation or something.
So many ways to use this word, yeah.
Right? Yeah. So, but today we showed you guys one way and, you know, run with that. But do we have a role play today to jump into,
Michelle? We do. Yeah. Such a good way to just, you know, talk about problems instead of saying the word problem, you know? It's a great word. So, all right, let's do this role play. So, Lindsay.
Okay, what's going on?
You and I are working together and we're setting up a phone line for a big conference call.
Okay, so we can't mess it up then, right? We have to get the technology right. Okay.
Exactly.
Okay, I got it. Wait, no, there's an issue.
What?
There's no dial tone.
Oh, I got that. Here you go. Fixed.
Oh, thank you. Sorry, I've got issues. I always mess that up.
No, it's okay, Lindsay. It always confuses me too. That's why technology will be one of the main issues discussed today. It can be so frustrating.
Oh my gosh, who hired us to be on the tech team for this?
I don't know. They definitely
call? That was a bad choice.
Yeah, that would be a really awful choice. Yeah.
Yeah, at this conference I went to in San Diego, it was a massive conference and they had some incredible technology going. Wow. Like they had sessions going in these massive ballrooms with humongous screens, like a concert almost. And they had obviously like a massive team that was dedicated just to the technology because it was such a huge production. So that's what you have to do, right? When you have that kind of an event, you have to hire a team that knows what they're doing, not us.
Yes. Yeah, really, guys, you should see the two of us sometimes when we have trouble getting...
It's a miracle that we've published like 1,100 episodes on this podcast successfully. Yeah. How the heck did we do that? I don't know.
Oh my gosh. So just me sometimes figuring out which thing to plug into which thing to get the microphone on. It's incredible how after like 4 years of doing this, like how I can still be like, where do I put this? Anyway, funny. I've got issues.
You've got issues.
All right. So let's go through that.
Okay. Yeah. Let's go through it. Right. Okay. So we said, let's see. I said, okay, I got it. Wait, no, there's an issue, right? Meaning there's a problem.
Exactly. And then I fixed it. And then you said, oh, sorry. Oh, I've got issues. I always mess that up.
And then you said at the end, that's why technology will be one of the main issues discussed today. So in that case, one of the main topics. Right.
Topics and potential problems. But yeah, that one's a tiny bit different. That's right.
Yeah, I can see. Hopefully you guys can see how those are used slightly differently between the second and the third time.
Right.
There. If you can't, then go back again and listen again and think about it. Think about what we talked about earlier in the episode and think about the nuances of the meaning so you guys can use it too.
For sure. And, you know, guys, of course, we wouldn't want to use the word over and over like that in the role play, but it can work as a variation for saying the word problem over and over, right?
For sure. For sure. So what's the takeaway for today's episode, Michelle?
Well, I think this is such a great word and it shows the nuances of English. And I just love this question. I thought this was a really good one. So start experimenting with this word to talk about problematic situations, whether you're making fun of yourself or whether you're talking about something more seriously. Because I think it can actually connect you to others and make your language more interesting. What do you think, Lindsay?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's nice to have something beyond just the word problem, right? Like, you know, problem is kind of a boring word, kind of a insignificant average word. But issue could be also just to add to the meaning, it could be slightly elevated in terms, a little bit more fancy, maybe more fun to say, more rare. So like spice up your language, guys. Try using things like this to make it more interesting what you're saying.
Right, exactly. Perfect. Okay, well, this has been a fun one, Lindsay.
Absolutely, Michelle. Enjoy the sunshine in Florida.
Thank you. Bye.
All right. Take care. Bye. Thanks so much for listening to All Ears English. And if you need a 7 or higher on your IELTS exam to achieve your life vision, then our insider method can get you there. Start with our free video series masterclass. Get video 1 now at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then subscribe to our show on your phone or on your computer. See you next time.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.